Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I feel like I started the merch before the band.
Really?
Sometimes, like, my merch. Yeah, we have so much fucking merch. But, I mean, like, I was, like, planning merch and planning stuff like that, like album art and everything before I even had the music. So I think, like...
How does that work?
Well, I was just like, I've always been like obsessed with like music. I've always just wanted to be involved in it, and I enjoyed the workings of the band instead of the actual listening aspect of it more.
Interesting.
I was really into that as a kid. My dad, he worked for Budweiser and stuff like that, so we always, like, got in. Yeah, no, he was the dude. He's the Bud Man, you know, like Duff Man from The Simpsons? He's like Bud Man.
But, he's like proud dad to work at Budweiser.
Yeah, 25 years, yeah, but he just quit because they were like, hey, we're taking, because all the perks and shit like that. Like 10 years ago, Budweiser and Monster and everything, like, you know, like had a grip on music. And, like, true, the whole industry and everything. So I think it's, like, I don't know. Like, they started they just don't have their foot in the door with heavy music anymore that they used to. And, like, they stopped putting him in events and shit like that. And he was, like, that's the whole fucking reason why he liked to do it.
Dang.
And, like, to sell Budweiser for so long. Because, you know what I mean? When I was a kid, we got to go to all the concerts for free. And everything like that. And I just loved seeing road cases and shit and like seeing merch. And yeah, always had to get a t-shirt, everything like that. And I don't know, that was like the thing that I fell in love with.
Huh.
I guess, yeah, going to the show, I guess, and seeing all that shit. And so, then I fell in love with bands and music and everything.
So it started with your love for Budweiser.
Yeah,
and then well, merch, and then now you
like,
be in a
look
band.
At Budweiser. Budweiser has merch fucking in Walmarts. Budweiser has done, you know, that's, they have like those catalogs and everything. I remember looking at that as a kid. My dad would get like Budweiser catalogs.
Really?
Yeah, and it would have everything from a fucking Budweiser pencil to
dude,
a fucking...
Dude, they have great merch. Look at that merch.
No, yeah, and then like...
Dude, red, bright red?
Oh, this is sick. You got a little screen right
dude,
here.
Dude, fuck yeah. I would wear that.
Yeah, no, dude, we had like...
Can you get this at Walmart?
I had a Budweiser boombox.
A boombox?
Yes. And then so,
that'd be sick.
Okay. I totally forgot about this, but now you just brought it up. My first ever instrument I ever owned was a Budweiser True Music drum kit.
You had a Budweiser drum kit?
I was like, dude, I had guitars and I played violin and piano and stuff as a kid, and they forced me, and I was like, ugh. But I did it because I liked that Some Kind of a Monster. Not Some Kind of a Monster. It was the S&M, the Metallica S&M.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh,
I was
that
like,
was so good.
I was like, yeah, dude. I can play violin. Yeah, violin. Violin seems cool. Yeah, they did it. So, yeah.
That show is, if you watch it or listen to it, it's fucking beautiful, dude.
What?
Like the...
the first one is awesome.
With the... Like when you have heavy music with the orchestra in the background, there's just something about it, dude.
The way they did it, the first one, my dad got the VHS, and I used to have like the TV and VHS combo in my room, and just every morning would slide in that. And
every
like,
morning?
Yeah, because I didn't have anything else that cool, so I was like, this is like the heaviest it gets.
How old were you doing that? I mean, old enough for a tape.
Old enough for me to remember. Probably like 10, 9, stuff like that. Wow. I'm 25 right now.
25. I thought, is Harrison 24 or 25? So, yeah, 25.
Yeah, I was born in 98. Nice. So.
You were born at probably the best year of heavy music,
I know.
Dude.
That's like.
That's beautiful.
And then my dad was like, I think that's like, that's how I got introduced to it, because my dad was like the Bud Man, and he was the cool guy at all these like concerts and stuff. And then like he would get invited out to all these cool shows because he's the working Budweiser and he gets you free beer and shit.
Damn.
And then Yeah, and like he showed me, my dad showed me like Velvet Revolver was like one of the first things we'd sit there and watch on the laptop. Well, a big ass like Apple desktop thing.
Yeah.
We'd watch like those, we'd watch Velvet Revolver, Korn. We love Stained. I don't know why, but my dad loves Stained.
Oh my, you touched on a lot
there. My first show was Stained. First concert ever was Stained. Yeah.
Was that show at the Hard Rock Live?
Yeah, in Orlando. Yeah.
Seen Stained there? Wow. Yeah.
And my first job ever too, Hard Rock Live Orlando too.
Just had fucking smelly dreads just...
I did
with the fucking ticket stubs.
I had big long dreads too. I was the trash kid. I was the trash guy. Yeah, and I got to see a bunch of fucking shows working there. But yeah, damn. That was my first job too. Yeah, it was sick.
You were surrounded by music then. If you're working at a venue and that's a for you that don't know, Hard Rock Live. That's a I want to say 3,000 cap. Room yeah. and like every band
was the first person to ever perform there was Elton John. They had Elton John open it up. Yeah. No, it
that's sick.
No, I grew up going to shows there because my dad. And my dad was just always just like, hey, like brought my kid to work. Can he just like sit here and watch? And everybody would just be like, yeah, dude, he's a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, like when a little kid's backstage, everybody's just like, yeah, like leave the fucker alone.
Interesting.
Let him watch. And like, yeah, I did that. Dude, I got to meet Scott Wilde before he died or whatever his name was. Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw his whole green room and everything.
What was in there?
What was
in Scott Wilde's dressing room, dude?
I don't remember very clearly, but I remember we got rushed by pretty quickly. Like, we got looked in and like, hey, all right, keep going. Like, it wasn't a... Wasn't like a normal, like, hi, nice to meet you. It's very, very quick.
Dude, he talk about a guy, he lived rock and roll.
Yeah, I think he was up to no good all the time. But he was an awesome dude. That is like literally like what I base a lot of my music off of is like
interesting
guys like him and stuff, like Al Jorgensen. I love Ministry growing up. Loved just like, I just loved like that Fix documentary too. If you've ever seen it.
No.
What's that? Ministry Fix. It's a...
Oh, it's their documentary.
Yeah, it was there. I think they put it out, but it was so bad that I think they stopped...
Is this it?
Yeah. It's on YouTube now. Somebody uploaded it.
It's 2 hours long? Holy moly.
Yeah. No, it's like right after... I would say this is like... This is like the ministry where like, I don't know, they describe it as like they were rich and they were on buses and everything like that. And like this was the tour where they were just like playing the hits and everybody was kind of like at their worst. Like he's shooting up heroin in this.
Oh my God.
Chicken in it. Yeah, like a rotisserie chicken. Yeah, and he throws it at the record label's like production office or something like that.
And that's why Al is a legend.
Yeah, he's in this movie like talking like it, I don't know. It was probably one of the craziest documentaries I've ever seen, but that's I fell in love
drawing.
As
a That's a fucking drawing.
Dude, I fell in love with this
shit.
Who
the fuck draws that?
I don't know why, but I fell in love with this fucking dude as a kid. Like, cause I was just like, yo, this guy's fucking nuts. This guy's drinking a whole handle of Jack on stage, and he's just like his music's just like his music is so spaced out. Like it's not very like condensed, I would say. It's like
true.
Like he sits there with that one pattern over and over and over again on stage for like probably 3-5 minutes. And just like sits there and drinks, and the whole band just waits for him to cue. It's cool. It's like, I don't know. I love that. I love that show. I love that element of like, there's no click. You know what I mean? It's just very like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Like, fuck it. Like every night's going to be fucking different.
Is Body Box on click?
Fuck no.
Good.
No.
Good to hear.
No, dude, I can't deal with it. I used to be a really big mess, and I used to fucking get fucked up all the time, and I really couldn't be on a click.
Mm.
But now we just everybody that's ever played in the band, except the first drummer and maybe the second drummer were on clicks, but I fucking hated it. I just couldn't take it. I was like, this is like too much. I can't go on a rant. For 5 minutes, or I can't go on a rant for 2 minutes if we're on a click. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, whenever a singer's like he's like trying to fit something in, but he's like so tired, and then like He's like, all right, guys, what's up? Goosh. And then, like, the 808 comes in, and he's like, oh, fuck. And then he has to keep going and saying it. Yeah. I hate that. It's, like, so, like, not in the moment.
Yeah. I mean, you could, I mean, he could stop. Like, just press
play. You have a good drummer. Or you have a or you have enough money to hire somebody to hit the space bar.
It's, you know what? It sounds easy. Okay, it's, I just contradicted myself. It sounds easy. Okay, stop the song, press the space bar. But when all that blood flowing, when you're a drummer, and you have, and your full body, dude, and then to stop and stop that and have focus, you do that, it's very hard.
You have to be like, you have to be very calm, very in control.
And,
like,
and you're in a band with fucking Harrison Brown, and he's a fucking maniac, and
I've calmed down a lot, but I used to be a fucking piece of shit to deal with on stage. I just didn't give a fuck because I didn't know anything either. Like, this is my first band too, so I've never played in a band before until this moment. I was always just like a tech. I was always like
a lighting tech or sound.
I always did sound or lights or something like that. But I've always been around bands. I've always seen bands. I've always helped bands and everything, but I've never been in a band. Mm-hmm. So I never knew what it was like to like actually like play a song until like probably like 3-4 years ago, until I started like actually jamming with people.
Huh.
And then like me and Hunter got together. Hunter Young, yeah.
It's dope, cool.
Dude, I am such a fan of his from the get-go. He like Culture Killer and shit like that. I always jammed, and then I met him. And then when I met him, we just sat there and we were like, "Damn, we were fucking same people too." And then fucking we just hung out. And then COVID happened, and then I was like, "Yo, I want to fucking I can make a fucking band," and because I lost my job during COVID. So I had nothing to fucking do.
What was your job?
Sound. I ran.
Oh, okay.
I ran a.
Makes sense.
I ran a club in Orlando. I helped run a club. I did all the sound and lighting for it. It was called Back Booth, and then it turned into Sound Bar. I think your drummer, he's been there a couple times teching before, but yeah, I ran that for forever, for about like 2 years, 3 years. And that's when I was like 21, and we had every fucking band coming through. We had Soulfly. That's how I met Soulfly.
Really?
Yeah, that's how
base
I met.
Base.
Yeah. No, I sold weed to Zion. That's how I. That's how I met. Yeah, that's just how I met. That's just like that. And then 2 years later, they're like, oh, you have a fucking band. And then I'm like, yeah, I got a band. And they're like, oh, well, let's fucking go on tour and. Boom.
Just like that.
Yeah. It was pretty fucking crazy. But yeah, I lost my job, so went to Hunter, and we just posted the record. Like, we wrote it. We wrote a whole record before Through the Bonfire, mm-hmm. and I fucking hated it. And I just, like, I didn't hate it, but I just, like, we listened to it, and, like just afterwards, I didn't have any plans on doing anything with it. I was just like, oh, let's just... write a record and like make a scary record or something like that. I don't know, because we were bored.
Sure.
And then like we listened to it, and I was like, and that's whatever. And I was like, trash the whole thing. And then he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, trash the whole thing. And then like Hunter was like, because Hunter's been doing this for a while, and I don't know. I was like, nah, I just don't like it. And then like we just did nothing with it, nothing with the songs. And then he moved to Orlando. And then when he moved to Orlando, he was doing Mood Ring with Kalen from Attila,
nice,
and a couple other people. So he moved to Orlando, and then he started pretty much doing like his studio shit, Swamp Sound, out of his house there. And he was like right down the street from me, so we'd go over and just get blacked out drunk. Like, we would get obliterated. It was, yeah. Like, and Hunter doesn't drink anymore. So
he doesn't?
No, he stopped drinking. I think that's
it's your fault.
I think it was my fault.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, no. Because he doesn't live in Orlando anymore. He moved too after writing that record. We wrote that record, and he still was doing. He just got done writing the Graveview record that I don't think is out. But he got done writing that, and fucking. I was like, let's write another one. Like, let's just go. Let's write another one. And then he was like, He was like, all right, but we can't trash this one.
You can't trash this one,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, like, this fucking it. Don't waste my fucking time again. Like, and I was like, yeah, nah. And we got blackout drunk, and we wrote Through the Bonfire.
Oh,
and,
nice. Very
yeah,
cool.
No, and we had so many people come through. We had, like, Truck from Prison was there while we were writing it.
Great drummer.
Yeah, I love him, dude.
Truck's awesome.
He's my dude. Yeah, we had a bunch of fucking people. We had Matt Orr from Jester there. We had a bunch of people from Florida just hanging out during that time. It was a cool fucking, a cool time writing it. And then it was cool that it was my first time, too. So, yeah, that was sick.
Like, you got to be a different human to, like, work, to put time into a record. And I'm just going to trash it.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. No. But I mean, like, you know what I mean? I was really.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, I really just didn't. I was like, man, I really just don't want to put out something I don't like. And I wanted something really. Hunter's always put out stuff that's really, really clean and really, really pristine. And, like, he's been huge in deathcore world for a while with Silence. He did Silence, Culture Killer, and a bunch of other stuff. So I was like, I wanted to do more of like a lower quality thing than he's used to, because I was really into Ass Jack and like Super Joint Ritual and shit at the time, and I wanted to do kind of like a dumbed down, dirtier kind of version of what he makes.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, it is hard. Yeah,
to strip down and do things more simple. It's actually surprisingly,
especially because we don't have like a space where we live, like we don't have like practice spots and shit like that in Orlando at all. So like we're all living in apartments, just like kind of just like typing away on this fucking MIDI board, just praying to fucking God.
Whoa,
you know what I mean? Like that's how we all make our drums and shit, because because we don't have space to record drums. And then we don't have any fucking money either. So we all had to learn how to do it that way.
Because you guys just spent it all on alcohol and cocaine.
Yeah. So you do, you spend the recording, the budget on the alcohol and cocaine, and then you just buy Logic, and then you hang out in your house, and you get Invasion get good drums, yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome. I should get something free for that. That was a good commercial for them.
Dude, that you got to get a kickback, dude.
Yeah, come on, guys. Yeah,
dude, it's dope. I mean, the Florida scene is fucking popping, dude.
It's crazy.
I was trying to get into your world this morning, so I was driving up here. I was listening to Hank 3. then I went straight to Tactosa. Then I went to Body Snatcher.
Yeah, those and, are the dudes. Those are the fucking dudes. We love them.
And then I went to Limp Bizkit.
Yes. Yo, Jacksonville, baby.
Jacksonville, dude.
Yeah, no.
Okay, be honest. As you were born in Florida, correct?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So being born and raised there, are you proud to be like, Limp Bizkit is from this fucking state, dude?
That's like the thing. Like,
Because for a long time, it was like people did not like saying that they were from that state.
I still feel like people don't. If you go up to Jacksonville, I feel like people know about it, but like it's not like that well known, I think.
Huh.
It's kind of like a lot of people don't know like Marilyn Manson's from there too.
Really?
Like, Marilyn Manson's from South Florida. Yeah.
I never knew that.
And then like,
oh shit.
No, dude, my science teacher in middle school went to when she went to school, she was in his dad's class or something like that. Yeah.
Small world, dude. It's freaky. Freaky.
But yeah, a lot of people don't know that shit, because I think all those guys, like, the second they had the money, they went out straight to fucking out here. And I think that's why Aaron Lewis, right? Remember, don't you remember that? Aaron Lewis, like, yelled at Wes Borland or whatever in an airport.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See? Yep.
Good memory.
Not representing.
What did Aaron say again?
He was like, where are you going, Wes? And then he was like, oh, I'm going home, LA. And he goes, yeah, that's not fucking home, brother. And he got in his face or something like that. You're from Jacksonville, fucking Florida. And he says that on stage. I think he tells, there's like a bunch of YouTubes about it, right?
Oh my, dude, if you go in like a YouTube rabbit hole, just like new metal bands doing banter, you will find some gold.
I love it. I love that shit.
Gold, dude. I won't say that band name or band name talking shit on another band, but you could just explore for your own.
Yeah. I love it. Yo, Aaron Lewis is crazy.
Dude, the most, I'll say it again, the most underrated heavy record of all time is Dysfunction. Stain's first record, dude, is the fucking heaviest
dude,
thing.
Home?
Dude. Oh, dude, it's heavy on emotional level.
When Home
level.
Comes in, like, crackum. Get it. I'm like, oh my
dude, what do you mean that slam? Chaka, John, 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 John. Dude, have you made that a slam?
Oh, that's
the fucking whole deathcore scene. Will bow disdained.
Shout out Trenton Duvall. Trenton, he was like telling me one time, he was like, you should play fucking Suffocate. You guys should cover Suffocate. And I was like, we would never do that. And then I'm thinking about it now and I'm like, yo, that's so fucking hard.
Use EMG pickups because they help you get the heaviest tone possible. Head over to emgpickups.com and use my promo code HEAVY at checkout and get 15% off. And then once you write the heaviest song of all time, head over to distrokid.com/VIP/Garza and save 30% off your membership to get all your songs on all streaming platforms. And now to the heaviest podcast of all time. I tried learning, if you actually try to sit down and learn Stain songs from that record, they're, for one, the tuning's fucked up and Suffocate, like, I've sat there for hours trying to learn that particular song.
Yeah.
And I don't know what chords he's using, Mike. I don't know what the chords are. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right. And if you get high in here, there's picks. The way he's picking, you don't really hear it unless you're really listening. He's like some weird down picking he's doing.
That was like that was my first concert, and honestly, like my whole family still to this day jams fucking Stained. And like that's like I gotta love about that band because I'm like, yo, you guys still like you still have the old fans. And then now you've gained like this whole army because he does that country shit.
Yeah.
So he does like, it's like this. I went to the Stain show last year and I'm like sitting there and I'm like looking around and I'm like, yo, I see like a whole crowd full of people wearing new, like all white New Bounces and like jean shorts. It's like a whole different crowd on top of. On top of like the new metal crowd, there's like old people there that are just like, fuck yeah. Aaron fucking Lewis. And like they don't even, they just like Stain now because they like Aaron. And like, yeah, so like they're back playing fucking arenas and shit, right? Or amphitheaters.
Was that tour with Disturbed?
Corn?
It was Corn, right?
Yeah, there's okay. Last year, right? Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I saw that.
Look at that shit.
I saw that same tour. I'm like, dude, this mic still had the tone. He was rocking out.
Dude.
Say what you want about Aaron Lewis. That his voice when he would sing, I was just like, oh.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
Our favorite video, me and Hunter's favorite fucking video is the one of Aaron doing the acoustic video. And he's just like, hey!
Which was that?
The acoustic show. Like, belts it out for like a fucking minute, dude. It's there. Yeah.
What song is it?
I think he does like Mud Shovel or something on acoustic.
Acoustic? What a fucking psycho.
And he's like, Mud Shovel. The whole fucking, like, it's good.
Dude, he's a great screamer, man.
He doesn't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't.
No, yeah. But yeah, great fucking voice, dude. And then, my best part, favorite part about the Stain show now is that they have that massive LED wall. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, this is pretty impressive. I was like, yo, this LED wall is pretty big. Yep. And then all of a sudden, the Stain crack lighter came up for outside, and they have a giant see-through crack lighter. You know, like the crack lighters that you take the metal off, and you can make them get the flame really big.
Okay.
The crackheads use them, you know what I mean, to like heat up the spoons and shit. But it's got Stain imprinted on the tin. And then I'm like sitting there, I'm like, yo, it's the Stain crack lighter. And I just love how they picked the right lighter. They didn't get like the Bic lighter. They didn't get like a flip, like square one. They got the one that their fans use, the crack lighter.
Damn,
that's
dude.
What I love about it.
That's a very small detail that will make people freak out. Like,
it's a subtle detail that I literally was like, oh my God, I'm a huge fan again. This is so cool.
Wow, dude.
The Stain crack lighter.
Dude, Florida should be like, its own country. It should be Canada, United States, Mexico, Florida. It's its own place, dude.
Not it probably won't be much longer until we get separated with water, probably. So we'll be like an island or something.
Is that the rumor? Is that the conspiracy? earthquake in 2026 or something.
I hope, 2040. Honestly, I hope it's a conspiracy. Because I was like, they're like, it's like below sea level. Like, they're like Miami. And I was like, fuck, I gotta get out of Miami. I was in Miami at the time. And someone was like, oh, yo, we're all flooding. We're all gonna die like rats. I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of Miami. So I left. Yeah, but yeah, apparently that shit's flooding. That shit's done.
Well, here, I mean, California, they should have had an earthquake years ago.
Oh, I can't years ago. No, you just reminded me why I don't want to
fucking terrifying. They do. You do get reminded when you're in California. Oh yeah, this is what people talk about. What people hate. When the ground below you starts shaking, you have zero control of the fuck's about to happen.
Someone told me I was in an earthquake, but I didn't know I was in an earthquake.
You probably blacked out.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. But no. Like, but no. Like they were like. They're like, do you feel weird right now? And I was like, yeah, I do feel weird. And they're like, that was because you just went through an earthquake. And I was like, it's like that? And they're like, yeah, like there's small earthquakes apparently. I didn't know that. I thought there was only like big ones.
Huh.
I thought an earthquake was an earthquake. You know what I mean? Like wall shake shit.
No, there's levels.
Interesting.
You have like these little.
Oh, like, so it's like hurricanes.
Yeah, we have. I think Chris was here for the last earthquake. It was like a little. So this whole room like shook like. And that was it.
That's fucking terrifying.
So there's other levels. So it was during a podcast.
That's horrifying.
I'm hoping it happens on this one.
Fuck me, dude.
It's crazy. It's crazy when the fucking ground starts shaking, dude.
No, I've had family that's lived out here, and I've always loved coming out here. But I've always wondered why I'd never moved out here. But now you just reminded me. I don't think I could do an earthquake. And I don't think I could do a tornado.
Tornado is the big one.
Fuck.
That will make me shit my pants. Fuck tornado? Tornadoes.
Yeah, no, I don't think I could do that.
Hey, Chris, type in what are the main states that have tornadoes? It's like, why would you live there? Why would you choose to live there?
Because you don't want to live here. But then you got to suffer through a tornado. It's a fucking tornado, though.
It's a tornado, dude. That's like guaranteed death.
Yeah, no, like, okay. I remember, well, because in Orlando, we don't have tornadoes, but we have the Twister Ride, or we used to have the Twister Ride, and I remember going in there. Well, the Twister Ride, remember the movie Twister?
Oh, I love that movie.
So at Universal, they used to have the Twister Ride, and I remember a kid, and I was like, just scared shitless, because it's like one that you walked through. You didn't ride through it, you walked through it, and it was like things would like lift up in the air, and like a cow would go flying and shit like that. And then I was scared shitless. I remember I was like, yo, fuck this shit. Like, this is horrifying. I would never want to be in a fucking tornado.
No,
because they got like fire. It's sick though. It's sick. I wish they still had it open. They closed all the good ones. They closed that one, and they closed Jaws. Like, Jaws was so fucking dope. That had fire. Had real fire.
Jaws, what was the ride?
Yeah, it was a ride. You, like, hopped on a tram, and you, like, rode on a boat. You're watching it on YouTube all the fucking time. Yeah, no, I still watch it. That's, like, one of my therapeutic things. I watch, like theme park rides.
You watch them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, people walking through theme parks. You know, like, vloggers and stuff that, like, they go to, like, Universal or stuff, and they, like, try out rides at Six Flags or something like that. I watch that shit. I like it. I don't know. But, yeah. What was I talking about?
Dude, we're just going on fucking twisters and being terrified of earthquakes. Twisters,
yeah. No, but, yeah, they had the twister ride, and that's where I learned. I was like, yo, I'm not going to fuck with this shit. And then, yeah, I remember I was like, I'm scarred for life, though, because I remember I was, like, trying to walk out of the twister ride, and my Papa Smitty, RIP, ran my foot over with, like, the handicap. You know, scooters?
Yeah,
scooters. Yeah, and he's like, get the fuck out the way. And I remember I was really fucking, I was small, and that scarred me, and it just reminds me still to this day about twisters, too.
How old were you?
I was like 9, 8.
9, 8.
10, probably, yeah. Probably that age.
What is, so you, I mean, you're born and raised there. What is it like being a kid growing up there, dude?
It's cool. Yeah, it's fucking sick. You can do whatever the fuck you want, really. Like, you can go to the countryside, you can go to the city side, you can go to the, like, the amusement park, which is like the fake city side. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
It's like a fake city. It's like City Walk is kind of like a fake, you know, representation of a downtown.
That, wow. I was just there.
But it's awesome. I love City Walk. I love Margaritaville. We go to Margaritaville all the fucking time. It's kind of gone downhill now, though. It's not as cool as it was when I was a kid.
True.
Yeah, it was like, you know, like the South Park episode, like Casa Bonita or whatever it is. It was like Casa Bonita for us kids, like going there. But like now it's kind of, it's not the same. The volcano kind of doesn't go off the same and stuff like that.
So you went to Margaritaville as a kid. What do you do there?
You eat. It's a it's like a playground.
Is
you
it?
Do whatever the fuck. Yeah, there's a volcano. It's like Casa Bonita. It's not really like a.
Is this it?
It's not like something fun. Dude, that's Margaritaville. Oh, yeah, no. There's a resort. Yeah, you can do all sorts of fucking shit. He's got a casino now. Well, he's dead, right? Jimmy Buffett died.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Who
yeah,
did?
I just remember that.
He passed away.
Yeah, he just died. Yeah.
Who did? I'm sorry.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah. Yo, his plane, that plane that's parked on City Walk, he used to move fucking bricks in that thing. And then he parked it on City Walk property. Isn't that the most baller move ever?
Only in Florida. Only in Florida, dude.
You park your drug smuggling vehicle on City Walk property, and you're like, fuck it, I'm going to make money off of it now.
They say the best place to hide some is right in front of
plane eyes.
Just right in front of people, dude.
That's the truth.
It always shocks me, like, but if I'm looking for something or I'm looking for a solution to a question I have, I don't know, a podcast or something for like the band, it always shocks me, like, the answer was in front of my fucking face for, like, sometimes years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, it was right, right there. And, like, it's just...
No, yeah. R.I.P. Jimmy Buffett, man. What a G for doing that.
That is a G, dude.
I don't know.
How old was he when he passed away, you think?
That motherfucker was old, dude. He was old. I just saw him in that movie Beach Bum, too. Did you watch that?
No.
Beach Bum was awesome. It's like this movie about like a poet and everything.
76.
Damn, 76.
Oh, he passed away September 1st, 2023, in somewhere in New York.
No shit.
Does that say Sag Harbor, New York?
Yeah.
Sag Harbor?
Yo, can we smoke in here?
Yeah, sure.
No fucking way.
Go for it. I think it's a good opportunity for you to shout out your...
Oh, yeah, this is a perfect fucking time. Yo, shout out Dancers Royale. Hey, you know who I voted for. Come on. Come on, guys, get it straight.
Attaboy, dude.
Dancers Orlando, baby.
Okay, so this is like a dope strip club or what?
It's the best strip club.
I'm not much. Where'd your backpack go? You lost it already?
I just need a handcuff.
Oh, I was like, you know what? I saw you. I'm like, what is in that case?
It's my bong.
Is it bong?
It's my bong.
Okay. Oh, this
but
is
yeah,
serious.
I just need a handcuff, and then, like, I'm good. Love's gas station. $30.
That briefcase was at Love's?
Yeah, 30
dude,
bucks, dude.
I never seen that there. I've been, again, something in front of your face for years. I go to Love's. Oh, that dystopia sticker is sick, dude. That's fucking hard.
Yo, shout out, what is it? What is it called? Magnolia Thunder Pussy Records in Ohio. Those guys are sick.
Let's do all the shout outs now.
Yeah, great people. Oh, great. Oh, yeah, shout outs. Oh.
Obituary?
Oh, yeah, shout out Obituary. Those guys are sick.
Magnolia Thunder Pussy Records.
Dude, you can't get Ohio. Ohio. What a great fucking sticker.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to a Hank 3. And he had a lyric. It was so sick. It was like, what was it? I love to be high, and I hate to be low.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, dude.
Ain't
so,
that the truth?
So simple, but dude, coming up with that shit, I love to be high, but I hate to be low.
That's the fucking truth. That's the truth. I love that song, Pills I Took. That's a good that's a lyric one.
Pills I Took?
Yeah, the pills I took.
I can only imagine when he's fucking taken.
I know, right?
You know what? First of all, do you go by Harrison or do you go by Harry?
I go by Harry most of the time. Harrison sounds too fucking official.
True.
Like, it sounds way too fucking serious.
True. And then is it Harry with an I or a Y?
Oh, with a Y.
The Y, is it?
People do it with an I?
Well, because...
Harry...
Because it's tough because it's I is in your name, but if you say Harry, right?
Damn, that's really creative, honestly. Why don't I do it like that?
Because people, I think you should probably make that more.
It'd be mad unique.
You should make that more out there, because I was looking up your name and people were spelling it with an I.
That is so fucking funny.
So Harry with an I. So I was like, I don't think
it's
that's
Harry with a Y, dude.
I'm not sure if he's trying to be like an artist or something. So I'm like, I had to ask the question, but okay. So Harry with a Y.
Harry with a Y. Yeah, Harry with a Y. Yeah.
Boom. Nice. Yeah.
That's what my little sister called me. That's how I go by now.
Nice. So how many siblings do you have?
I have three.
Sick.
Yeah, I got my little sister and my little brother, and then I have my older brother Thorn.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder what the thing about.
There he is, right there. He played bass on that run.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, you're in a band.
He's crazy. He doesn't play anymore because he hates driving.
Driving does suck.
Dude, it fucking sucks, dude.
Okay,
shout out to this tour though. It's like 2 hour drives though the whole fucking time. So it's not too bad. That's why I like doing this, like those longer tours, because it's only 2 hours, 3 hour drives most of the time, not like eight.
Yeah, you kind of sign up. It's kind of funny. Like you guys came out with the one EP and the one single, and then right out of the gate you're doing like these long tours. It's like, dude, I will not. The one you're on now, I was like, dude.
We did
what the fuck? It's like, yeah. It's like 2 months long.
Oh, it's fucking, it was crazy. But I just don't want to be home. So that's why I tour. Because I don't like being home very long.
Mm.
It gets boring. I drink too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your drink of choice?
Alcohol.
Okay.
I love it all. I don't discriminate. I love all alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was going
to
say.
So I used to try to go to, I used to always try to get a Jaeger sponsor at the beginning of the band.
Dude, it makes a lot of sense.
Thank you. No, I've been trying to get, I tried so hard to get a Jaeger sponsor every fucking night. Our first tour was the Spite tour, or it was like our first major tour that we did. Was with Spite, and they took us out, and every fucking night I got Mike Foley. I was like, please get me a bottle of Jaeger, because I got to put it on stage, and I got to be seen with the Jaeger, because then they'll see me, and then they'll just be like, yo, shout out this fucking guy, pushing Jaeger. But didn't work. And now I had like weird dreams and shit on Jaeger too. It like made me have like really bad nightmares.
Really?
I still love Jaeger, but I just don't drink it as much. Because it was making me have really weird dreams. And then, like, people, I was pushing it so much that people were, like, coming up to me all the time and being like, Jaeger bomb? And I'm like, dude, I've already done, like, four. Like, I can't. I know you didn't see me do four, but I can't do another one. And then they get bombed. People that drink Jaeger or that have been drinking Jaeger get bombed when they get bombed.
That's why it's called the Jaeger bomb.
Yeah.
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 I invented a shot with Jaeger.
Oh, what is that?
When Sue was on, like 2009, this is when like it's popping. So we had some money. I was buying.
I love your band, by the way. That I can't believe I'm sitting here right now.
I can't believe I'm sitting here with you.
I can't believe.
Trust
that.
Me, it's crazy, man.
It's fucking crazy, man. That's weird.
It's nuts, dude. I was so we would buy these bottles of Jaeger, and Tuesday night, for some reason, BJ's had like this BJ's restaurant. It had this $2 beer night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's like VFW shit.
And their beers, it's not, no, I love Coors Light, but we're talking real beers. They brew it there.
Oh, cool.
So great beers. And so, I mean, I'm born and raised in Corona. So if you go there, like, see people there I haven't seen in years. But our rule was, and this is why my ex-girlfriend would eventually hate me, is every Tuesday, me and our friends would go in the parking lot and do something that we invented called a Slayer stack.
Okay, this sounds awesome.
Okay, because, you know, I mean, Slayer is known for Jägermeister.
Yes.
So we would do, and you know how Slayer has the three cabs stacked?
Yeah.
So we would do three shots in a row each, and whoever finishes last will buy the whole round inside.
I'll say that one more time.
Okay, so we would do, okay, so we'll line up. So let's say there's three of us, which is pretty common. Me and my friend David Sittig and Alex Zimmer, we would line up nine shots, three each. And
sorry, math.
And there's no resting. There's no resting. So once we go, we do the three shots in a row. One, two, three.
Oh my God.
And whoever finished last had to buy the rounds when we went into BJ's or Buffalo Wild Wings. This was when I was your age. This is when I was 25.
Oh, so this is when Buffalo Wild Wings was popping.
Oh, it was pop. It was so
it
sick.
It was popping back then. And now, now it fucking sucks.
I don't know what happened to him.
No one cleans their draft lines. I swear to God. It smells like fucking bleach, and it tastes like bleach every single time. Or like cleaner or whatever the fuck it is. Every single time I go there and I have a beer, I'm like, ew. It tastes like dish soap. You know what I mean?
I had so many good memories there. Yeah, we walked past it and like, damn, it's... It's like fucking
sad. B-Dubs was like the fucking best. We have Gators.
Gators
Dockside. Yeah, we have that in Florida. And
type in Gators, man.
There's a big ass gator when you walk in, like a big old taxidermy gator. It's fucking, it's the shit, dude.
It's called Gators Dockside.
Yep, this is exactly who you see at Gators. That's exactly.
I don't think I've seen this.
You've never seen fucking Gators?
Gators,
dude, it's just riddled with these people. Like, they're there every night. Ugh, God.
Oh, that looks great. What are those wings?
Yes.
Those are not wings. What the fuck was that?
Dude, they're so, it's so, look at them picking apart, dude. It's so gross.
Harry, I'm telling you,
but we're going.
That's going to be you in about 40 years, brother.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that's literally the game plan for every Floridian. They're doing it right. I'm not saying that they're doing it wrong. It's just, God, it's fucking filthy to watch.
Well, that means you got to get married.
Well, and then, yeah.
And that's a whole other step.
Yeah. Good luck for her. Nah, dude, I like, I don't know what it is, but that place, like, we used to grow up there, and, like, that's where I fucking smoked weed for the first time was Gators Dockside.
Really?
Out back, yeah. My cousin, yeah.
Probably 10 years old?
Mm-hmm. Nah. I was probably, like, 13.
Okay, it's not... It's
14.
It's not too far out.
I wasn't that bad of a kid.
Dude, I can't imagine smoking when you're 13 or 14, dude. What did you think about? Like, what's like?
Fuck. I'm high. The whole time. And I'm just scared, shitless the whole time. Because my mom was scary as fuck.
Was she?
Yeah, she didn't give a fuck. She would scream at the top of her lungs in front of anybody. She's just that type of.
About what?
I don't know. Like, whatever she wanted that day. It's funny as fuck. But yeah, I don't know. I have a very loud family.
Okay.
We're all yellers, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
We all yell at each other to get our point across. It's funny. No one's like, hey, can you open up the door for me? It's like, open up the door. It's how we talk to each other. Yeah. I don't know.
Is it in like a cold way or is it like a heartwarming way?
It's a very heartwarming.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because you know how
I love my family.
That's cool.
Yeah, no. No, it's, I don't ever get to see them now, too. It's funny. I grew up, literally only hanging out with my brothers and sisters, and then now I don't ever see them anymore because we fucking tour so much. It's fucking crazy, but yeah, they all live in Florida. They all chill. You know, it's fucking cool.
What do they think about what you've been doing the past couple of years?
That's a great question. I asked them the other day. They were like, at first they like didn't know what to think of it and everything, and they didn't know what it was. Because I was always, like, involved. I don't think they looked. I don't think they ever looked at it either. Like, I think they knew about it, but they never looked at it.
Interesting.
Because of how fucking... Well, I was a little fucked up. I did a little fucking stupid shit a bunch of times.
I can only imagine you. I can only imagine.
Coke off the road thing and then fucking... I did a couple fucking dumb things. My mom was fucking not stoked about, but whatever. You know what I mean?
Sick.
She's happy about it now because, like, she's like... you know, like getting, I never thought that I was going to be on a tour for this much and getting to like make money doing this for a living. So that's like definitely crazy. And she didn't really notice until this year whenever she saw like the tour dates for, I think like Soulfly or something like that. And then like, she was like, oh, okay. That's like.
Wow.
That's like a big fucking deal. And then my dad, because I have to go back and forth with talking to my dad and stuff like that. And then my dad saw like my old manager from Hard Rock. And he was like, dude, he's like, bro, you didn't see like Harrison's band? And then fucking he was like, he was like, oh yeah, no, yeah. It's like, yeah, I've seen it and everything like that. And then like he was like, no, like go look at it. It's like actually a big fucking deal. And like my dad looked at it, and my dad came to a show last year, and it was our Orlando show, and he was like, what the fuck is this shit? Like he was blown away, like, you know what I mean? But like all the kids going fucking nuts and everybody just cartwheeling and jumping off the stage. It was fucking new to him for sure. He bought everybody drinks at the bar. He was buying everybody shit.
A lot of Jaeger.
And then the funniest part is that he bought all these people drinks, and he was like hanging out with everybody in the crowd and everything, and everybody he was like, that's my kid, that's my fucking kid. And then fucking he's like, he got done, and he goes, dude, I bought everybody drinks, man, dude. And you get a cut of the bar sales, right? Like, and I'm like, no, motherfucker, did you think that? And then he's like, what? Like, you don't get what? And I'm like, I'm like, bro, whatever, dude. Yeah.
It sucks. Yeah, that's kind of the one thing. If you're not Metallica, man, you don't get cut of the bar.
My dad is so fucking funny, though. But, yeah, he had a great fucking time, and he fucking...
That's dope, man.
You know, he was, like, front fucking row trying to watch it, and everybody, all of my friends were like, Mike, come on, step back. Like, don't fucking go in the pit. And he's like, these kids aren't going to fucking hit me. He was doing the old dude thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dad, just go to the back. Don't ruin it for me. You know what I mean? He's like, all right, whatever.
Oh my goodness, dude. It's
been crazy, though. Yeah. Going from, Spite, then we did fucking, did Acacia Strain, got to play with them, Trivium, fucking, Crowbar. We just did the Crowbar tour.
Dude, how was that?
It was so fucking cool. Like, I grew up listening to Crowbar and everything.
You're all about the Southern shit, dude.
Yeah. Like, and like Soylent Green and all that shit. And it's just like, I'm a huge, huge Pantera fan growing up. And of course. It's just a huge part of everything that we were into as kids. And then I got to meet Kurt and Robin, and they were just like the uttermost to go from like Max and Gloria and to be scared shitless. Cause we did the Soulfly tour. And then after that we went and we did, Snuffed on Sight.
Nice.
Corpse File. Yeah. And that was a drastic difference in attitude. You know what I mean? Like going from a Soulfly, very professional, dealing with Kenny all the fucking time, yelling at you. And then now we're hanging out with Seven and Wally, and everybody's just doing whatever the fuck they want. And
Seven's just high as fuck.
Yeah, and that was like a crazy, all right, well, we're back having fun again, like, you know what I mean? Like, doing crazy shit again and doing these small little venues. And then we got the Crowbar offer, and I was just like, holy fuck, bro, I'm sitting here with fucking Kurt from fucking...
Damn, dude.
It was fucking crazy. Yeah, but Kurt and Robin were awesome. It was another Max and Glow situation. Mom and Dad. It's cool as fuck, man. Yeah, I can't ever believe that this band got this far or ever was going to get this far. It's fucking weird. Weird as fuck.
It is pretty bizarre, and also you being blacked out drunk doing it.
That's the other fucking part, yeah. And like, I
still get
blacked out drunk. I'm not a pussy, guys, I still love it. I still love it. It's I definitely take it a lot more seriously now, though, out of respect for everybody that's like paying for tickets and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things.
Yeah, no, well, and I mean, like, it's definitely on a different level than what it was when I was doing all that. So I mean, like, it's gotten definitely way more serious,
mm-hmm.
but way more cooler. So it's fucking, mm-hmm. I'm having awesome fucking time doing it. And we got new songs and stuff, so it's fucking fun to play them.
You've been talking about a new record that like a year and a half.
Yeah.
What's the...
Because I told you, if I don't like it, then we're not going to put it out. Mm-hmm. And then like, yeah, we just like, I don't know, like everybody was just like, you gotta fucking release something. And we're just like, man, no, we don't. Like, and then we didn't really want to because we weren't really sure of it. And I wasn't really sure of like some of the things on it. And we changed a lot from like what the original version was like a year ago when it got finished. And now we've been playing. Then, like, we made the songs. Then I went out and played them. And then I played them for, I want to say, like Snuffed on Sight and a Snuffed on Sight and Crowbar Tour. Well, we played them. We trialed and aired all the songs on Soulfly, the Soulfly tour. And then I came. Yeah, then I came back. And then when we were done with Soulfly, then I was like, yes, this is how the song should sound. Because we played them. Because we never have time to practice. I've never practiced, really. This band's never practiced. Like, we've always written it, like, on the computer, fucked up. Like, just sit. Like, I go over to Hunter's, and I get fucked up. And we chill. And Hunter doesn't really get fucked up anymore. But he'll have, like, he'll smoke some weed here and there. But he doesn't really get fucked up at all. But I'll get fucked up. And we'll just jam and invite people over. And, yeah. And, like, that's how we've always written it. So we've never had time to practice them or, you know, trial and error the songs or if they're good or not. Mm-hmm. So, and we don't want to release bad shit. So, like,
wow.
Yeah, that's why I think it's taken so long. And then, like, also, I was fucked up for a long time. So I couldn't get any of the paperwork done or, like, any of, like, the writing stuff. Like, there's a bunch of shit I was just being lazy with, too. And mm-hmm. But it's done now.
Good.
It's crazy. I can't fucking believe it's done. And Maggot Stomp has it. And album artwork's done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then we're releasing a single in the next couple of days, too.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. Badass.
Yeah. We decided on that last night. Fuck it.
When Friday?
I think he said Monday it'll be out.
Really?
Yeah.
Do we know what else is going to come up Monday?
What?
This.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude.
No way.
Happy accident, dude.
No fucking way. Yeah that's cool. So fucking sick.
Wow.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's fucking great. It's Scante. It's our reggaeton death metal song.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Spanish for meth.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
That's dope. You know what? Okay, Harry.
We love Fools Gone Wild.
You that's know what? I really.
We were fucked up and we just, yeah.
What I respect about you and admire about you is that you're really. You weren't afraid to be yourself and to embrace where you came from as far as, like, the – especially now, fucking people – bands are just scared, like, to talk about their past, like, drug use and like, current drinking. I'm like
– yeah, because they think that, like, it's going to – like, they think that it's really going to fucking affect them or something like that. But, like, really, it's like, dude, just
everybody's
do
doing it.
Everybody's fucking
and,
doing
and
cocaine,
all,
dude.
And they're all pretending that they're not.
No, and then yeah, and then, like, also it's just like it's like everybody knows that I do cocaine, so it's like
obviously.
So you can't hold it against me. So no. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's cool. It's like kind of a freeing way I grew up with bands kind of flaunting it. Like yeah. Korn, like Pantera, like not flaunting like heavy drugs, but like fucking partying. You know what I mean? Like drinking fucking beer. Yeah, I love like in the Pantera home videos where they're throwing the beers into the audience.
Oh, so sick, dude.
They're like throwing them and they're trying to make them up onto the top balcony and dude. Shit like that. Those are like the, yeah, it's in Dime Vision, yeah.
It's
and,
like, how do you practice that?
Well, yeah, and it's like, well, they literally practiced it by just fucking just going like, hey, like, fill up all the days and we're just going to walk out and throw them, probably. You know what I mean? Like, they probably didn't even, they have so much time on the road that at that point in time, they're like, fuck this night. Let's just have a beer throwing contest. That's what I love about tours that long, too. Because, like, you know, you're just getting drugs off the stage.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's the other thing that I love about our fans, dude. They give me so much drugs, free drugs, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, I love them for that. Don't stop. And no, like, the other fucking night, I got, like, bags of shrooms and
really?
Yeah, dude, it's like, maybe not if someone that I don't want's listening. But, yeah, no, dude, we get fucking weed all the time, fucking. And, like, we can't even smoke it all. Or, like, all the, so, like, we end up giving it away to our friends and shit. But
dude, that's the best. When you fucking look down, there's fucking joints on the ground. Love that.
All my friends are like, dude, we're going to hang out with Harrison. Like, because fucking at the fucking Body Box show, because fucking, we know we're going to fucking party.
That's
what I love about our shows and stuff like that. It's not like fucking Debbie fucking Downer, you know what I mean? Like, shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all chill now, and we're all like, you know what I mean? We're all super responsible and everything. We're not assholes, but like, yeah. we fucking drink and we grill out and we have a fucking great fucking time.
That's great.
Yeah, dude, we do a little bit of blow here and there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we smoke a shit ton of weed. Like,
beautiful.
Dude, no, it's fucking, it's, I just beautiful, like being man. Like that. I don't like fucking hiding shit and whatever. Like, yeah, I like it. Like
you're from Florida, man.
Yeah, I'm from fucking Florida, bro.
You should be very honest and proud of which you are. So
yeah, fuck yeah,
it's
dude.
Awesome, man.
No, yeah, I'm having I respect fucking that. Fun, dude.
I respect that, man.
Yeah,
it's cool. So I haven't done coke in 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's different now. I mean, are you scared? What else is in there? It is very different now.
I haven't had coke in probably fucking 2 months.
Okay.
Like, it's not like, that's what everybody thinks too. Is like, oh, this motherfucker's out here. Fucking
daily
dude,
fucking.
This guy, fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. Like, I get the comments all fucking day long too. They're like,
what?
Fuck this guy. Like, just fucking glorify fucking drugs. This guy's fucking, this don't junkie fucking listen this, a junkie that. And it's like, dude, bro, you don't even know who the fuck I am, bro. And then also it's like, It's just something that, like, I feel like people can, like, it's very, like, dude, no one can do blow that much. And, like, obviously you shouldn't mm-hmm. do blow in some cities. Like, some cities got bap-ass blow. Like, really bad blow.
So you know, like the cities where, like, wait, this is known to be bad, that this could potentially kill me.
Yeah, you type in cocaine on Google, and then you type in the city. And then you look at news, and then you see how recent. And then you see how many. It's just simple fucking shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this shit's so upfront. Like, I mean, like, dude, and then, like, also just listen. Everybody will tell you, too. That's also what I love about my fans, bro. They'll come and be like, don't do the coke here. Like, not here tonight. And then I'll be like, thank you. Thank you very fucking much.
That's awesome.
Nah, dude, everybody's mad fucking cool. No one's a fucking, like, it's very rare and it's very shitty that people fucking do that and like put bad shit in there and do all that shit because it's just like
it's scary, dude.
Yeah, it's like also too it's just like some psychopath shit, like you're trying to murder people and everything. Like when you think about it, it's like some,
secretly too.
Yeah, like you gotta, yeah, I don't know, it's some dark shit to be doing that. So yeah, I haven't luckily ran into anybody, and it's sad, but we've had a lot of people. We've lost a lot of friends and stuff to overdoses, too, and everything. So it is very fucking scary, and always test your shit if you are going to do it. But I'm kind of fucking, like, I don't know. I'm just, whenever I see my friends, I've known for a while, fucking.
Of course.
And, dude, I've known so many, I'm shocked how many people I fucking know traveling, too. Like, you start traveling, and then you run into all your friends that are playing in bands and stuff, and then. Yeah, so I actually hang out with a lot of people I know, shockingly, throughout the cities. Like, I don't ever hang out with some random person. I think that's where you definitely start fucking up.
True.
going to hang out with the rando at the end of the show. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
We don't do that anymore.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because that's like, that's where you start to get in trouble.
That's true, man.
Get fucked up. You know what I mean? Everybody starts fighting each other.
Yeah,
it's 4 a.m. in a hotel room. You're wrestling some guy. You know, it's fucked up. And we stopped doing that a long time
ago. I never liked that, dude. Back in the day where like there was like this random, but they were, I mean, at the time we were doing it. So, I mean, you would allow like the drug dealer to hang out at the shows and then they're on like on our transportation, which is our home, and they're bringing in random people. I never did like that. Even when I was blacked out drunk, we're partying, I never did like that.
It's cool when the drug dealer comes to the show. It's not cool when you go home with the drug dealer.
Oh, no.
After the show.
No.
I mean, shout out to all my drug dealers, but like, dude, go to bed. Like him, I'm going to bed. You should go to bed. But I mean, that's just been a recent thing too. Like I wild the fuck out. Everybody wilds the fuck out, but fucking, I like my fucking sleep now and I love my fucking weed.
Good.
Yeah. No, it's fucking, it's definitely changed it's changed fast too, but over the past 2 years, I've definitely changed my ways of touring so that I can tour.
What was there any like particular reason?
Well, I mean, like, dude, like, your health, like, obviously, because, like, I would go home, and I'd go home and keep fucking doing them. You know what I mean?
That's what happens.
And that's where you really start
fucking. Scary, man.
Yeah, and that's where you really start to feel like shit and everything like that because you're fucking like sitting there and you start to hurt really fucking bad too. Mm-hmm. Nobody's fucking Superman. And then recently my friend passed away too, Sean. And our other friend, Josh, who played in Exit Strategy. And it's just like, you know, I don't know, life and shit like that comes and you just start fucking changing shit. And yeah, I noticed that. I was like, damn, I'm fucking, because everybody was down and shit after he passed away. And yeah, we just started kind of fixing, tighten up corners and stuff. We have management now. The band has a manager now.
Congratulations.
I know. This is weird. Yeah, he's awesome. He's my best friend. And and then we have we signed with 33 and West, the agency that I think a bunch of people are fucking on. Mm-hmm. And Dan Rosenblum, he's been fucking working his ass off. Our whole year is getting booked out, so that's crazy. We've been getting some amazing band like offers that I've just like been blowing my fucking mind. After Soulfly, I thought Soulfly was like gonna be, and Crowbar was like, this is the coolest it's ever gonna get. And then like we toured with Acacia Strain and Bog, who were awesome. I love Singasuga Bog and everything. That's what got us into this again. So listening to them and 200 and everything. So getting a tour with all those guys are fucking, that's fucking crazy. But then like now Dan has been helping us and getting us into different bigger tours and it's fucking
good.
Yeah, it's awesome. Fucking good. Stoked to be healthy and it's good, doing, man. It. Yeah. I'm fucking stoked.
It's good, man. Yeah, you gotta, it's tough to be hanging out, partying, but also have the clear mind too. But it seems like you're on the road.
Yeah, a lot of people just don't realize that like your every day is like somebody's party, like, and they mean that with good. You know what I mean? Like, you mean that good, but yeah, it's like you have to find like a balance of like hanging out with your friends and and like telling them, "Hey, man, I gotta get up here and sing now. So just give me a fucking minute."
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean, or some weird shit like that, but. Yeah, it's like just figuring that out has been a process. First band, first thing, so figuring it out. But I love it, dude.
It's good, man.
I love traveling. And I love playing for everybody. It's honestly my fucking dream, and I'm getting to do it. So it's fucking sick.
You're living your dream,
man. Living my dream, man.
It's fucking, dude, you're doing it right now. You're fucking smoking.
Yeah,
or you're hanging out.
I'm hanging out.
And this is all part of it.
Yeah,
isn't that fucking nuts?
I can't believe it.
We're technically working right now. Technically.
That's what's so
That's
weird.
That's fucking crazy.
I know. And then like it's funny how no one took it seriously. I don't know. I felt like I think it's so funny how we didn't take it seriously for so long. It feels like it was so long, and like now we're all taking it seriously and now we're seeing it grow more than ever. And
that's cool, man.
Like, I'm sitting here with you, and this never fucking happened. I used to just hang out in a tattoo shop and fucking just smoke weed and do nothing all day. So this is fucking crazy. And it's a fucking cool ass job. Can't take advantage of it.
No.
Yeah.
So the body box get like a. Did you notice like a difference when like Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder gave some? So he talked about your band, right?
Yeah, he's the whole fucking reason why our band is even a fucking thing, in my opinion. I would have never even taken it seriously. That is like one of my favorite bands of all time. I got in trouble going to school with their shirts. Like, I love that fucking band, and that's what made me for sure. Yeah. Be like, what the fuck? Like, this is even obtainable and like reachable. I thought you guys were like, even you guys and like Trevor, and I thought all these people were just like, you know, people on TV and stuff like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's weird.
That is
because I never left Florida until this band. Like, I've never left my neighborhood, like, type of thing.
Whoa.
Really. Like, we traveled through Florida and stuff, but, like, you know, that doesn't really mean nothing. Like, it's weird to meet everybody and meet people that you saw on the fucking TV. I used to have like Palladia. I don't know if you remember that. It was like on DirecTV or something.
Oh yeah, it was like it was live shows, right?
Yeah,
remember that? That was not that long ago.
No, I wonder if it's something now, but yeah, I used to sit there and I'd watch Download Festival because they would air Download Festival and like Sonosphere and shit like that.
I forgot about it. Download and Bakken is those your Tune Dreamfest, right?
Yeah.
Just a fucking matter of time, dude.
No, and like, cool. I would sit there before I'd had to walk to the bus stop and before I had to go to fucking high school, I would sit there and fucking listen to, I'd just turn it up because it was the only time that no one was home and I'd turn it up and I couldn't afford speakers or anything big or anything like that. And I would fucking we'd just crank the TV, me and my friends, before we'd go to fucking the bus stop, just chill in the living room and smoke weed when mom wasn't home and fucking listen to All Y'all and shit play that. We'd watch the Korn one over and over again, all that shit. They had a bunch of bands on that. It was sick.
They did. It was all genres.
Yeah, it was all genres. Yeah.
It was any fucking massive show.
Yeah, I used to watch that all the fucking time. Yeah, and that's what's crazy. I would watch, you know, them do Roots Bloody Roots and shit, and then now I'm sitting here hanging out with Max, just talking about shopping with him or going to eat breakfast. It's fucking fucking freaky, dude. Freaky as fuck, but cool as fuck. Yeah,
this is real life, man.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Sometimes I trip out too. I'm like, wow, this is real life, dude.
Yeah, it's,
how did this happen? Fuck.
No, I'm still trying to figure it out. But yeah, and it's getting bigger too. And we're doing bigger things, which is so sick.
Yeah, I mean, that's Harry, I mean, that's kind of why you're here. I mean, I didn't know about your band till, you know, like people, "Hey, get on Body Box." So I was like,
"That's sick.
Who is that?" And then you keep seeing the band name pop up. So it's kind of how they kind of choose themselves, the bands and guests. Where I see the name pop up, I see the comments and requests. I'm like, okay, see what's up.
Yeah, no, I watched the Appealing Flesh one that when they were here, and I was like, yeah, that's so fucking crazy. You got them. Those are our homies. Like they were booking us and like getting us to come out to Oklahoma.
Really?
Yeah, Backroom Presents. That's the fucking homie. They put on one of just the craziest shows. We would be going to like our agent Josh, who's our manager now, he would be like, "Oh, you guys are going to Oklahoma to play a fest." And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, "Why the fuck are we going to Oklahoma?" And I'm like, "Oh, cool.
They have fucking tornadoes there, dude. What the fuck?"
I'm like, "Great. Yeah, tornadoes, bro. Great. Oklahoma, VFW. Great job, bro." And then we pull up there and there's like a line down the fucking block of the VFW, you know what I mean, like down the parking lot, and we're like sitting there and we're like, "What the fuck? Like this never happens." Mm-hmm. And then fucking they booked us, I think like three times, something like that in a year, and we played we played Oklahoma a couple fucking times, and every fucking time it's the same fucking thing. They don't, like, it's just like they have nothing to do there except
just slam,
make a heavy show, make a heavy band, and then go hang out together. And they, Backroom Presents does the best shows.
That's great. Shout out.
Yeah. And they kind of, in my opinion, helped Peeling and helped all of us, sell, just kind of like, get good fucking crazy videos too online. People going nuts too. Like,
that's dope.
You know what I mean? Like, you'll play like these like bigger tours and stuff, and like you'll play these bigger rooms, and like a lot of these bands, these hardcore bands, will go from like playing that VFW shit to like a big ass theater, and they don't know like the difference of it, and like they think like they suck immediately because no one's like, you know, everybody's like that drinking their beer in the amphitheater, and then they're like "Oh fuck. Oh, do we even belong here?" And then like, but it's like, no, like, dude, everybody dug your band. Like, everybody loved your fucking band. It's just like, you just don't have like 16-year-old kids fucking jumping off the fucking, you know, shit, you know. Yeah, people do lawsuits there. So like it's like at these places. Yeah, so it's like it's cool that, you know what I mean, that they put on all that for us and like put those lineups together and shit, because we would have never known. That was us at I think it was Act Like You Know. It used to be Promcore. Sick. Love that name, Promcore.
Promcore. It was first we had on Tsunami. That kind of opened up my head. I was like, started exploring like the slam. Then I found Peeling Flesh. Peeling Flesh introduced me to Stunt on Sight. Stunt on Sight introduced me to you.
Crazy. Yeah. No, dude, and I found Snuff. Dude, Snuff on Sight, man. What a fucking band. That's like one of my favorite bands of all time, honestly. Really? Dude, that's like genius shit. When you really think about it. Like, it's again to a kid that just had a computer. And he wrote it all. And
Seven?
He was just, yeah. And he just got seven, high dude. As fuck and did his fucking thing. And he had a bunch of his homies help him. And that's shit. No, it's just sick to do that on the computer and like it's modern day, you know, modern day cool shit.
It's true, man.
And modern day Mozart. And I call it extreme jazz.
Extreme jazz, okay.
Dude, yeah. They have a jazz part. You heard the jazz part? Jazz part's fucking hard.
I don't remember it.
I wanted to do the jazz part, but they took it from me, fuckers. No. Jazz part's fucking hard. And then I found him because I did the carving thing, which was the Ass Jack Bite, the cocaine song.
Yeah.
Where you kill for cocaine, when you fight for cocaine, when you fuck for cocaine.
Yeah.
Thing. And me and him are huge fucking Ass Jack fans, and he has a fucking Ass Jack cover, and it was like one of like the first things that he did was this Ass Jack cover. It was can't remember what it was, but it was like a black and white cover, and a dude sent it to me, and I was like, I saw what you did there, and I was like, yo, man, dude, like, no fucking way, and we fucking become best friends.
That's and great.
Yeah. All over Ass Jack, bro. Yeah. Fucking love that band.
How do you choose samples?
The movie that we were watching.
Yeah, you just watched a movie? Hey, that's a
we were watching Joe Dirt. We were just watching Joe Dirt at the time. We were like, I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron. That one's perfect.
It is.
Well, because I love it. I loved Kid Rock in that movie. Kid Rock was the perfect villain.
It's a great character.
He was the perfect villain. Like, just like dumb, but like still kind of like tough. So like, I was like, yo, what a great, I don't know, it was a great character. And, but yeah. And then, dude, his cornrows, his braids in this movie was just like on fucking point. I was like, I gotta, like that wig is just crazy.
Shout out to Kid Rock, man. He was a great actor.
Right?
I mean, he really nailed this fucking part, dude.
This is all he did, right? He ended it, like, right here.
Yeah, Chris, can you look up, type in movies that Kid Rock's in? I never thought about that. I think he's only in this one.
He ended that motherfucker. He was like, this is it.
Go out on top.
Which is super smart, low-key. Like, if you're like, I'm not the best actor, but, like, you nail it like that, you should definitely just exit the game.
Rock movies is only we can't find a list.
It's like what Bob Seger says or something like that. Just don't play your cards too
long. Okay, so he's four movies I haven't heard of: Into the Storm, Biker Boys.
I feel like I've Matchstick seen Into Men? The Storm. Is Into the Storm the one about that that tsunami with the like a.
Is that a tornado? Oh, I'm fucking scared, dude. Movie.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I gotta watch that if it's a tornado. Dude, tornadoes,
dude, natural disaster movies are kind of popping, bro.
They are.
Yeah. I just watched one. This is not a natural disaster, but it's kind of funny. I like movies that have, like, no real, like, I don't know, it's not that complex.
Sure.
Like, I just watched one called Silo.
Silo, okay.
Where, like, this kid, like, because apparently, like, in, like, farmland, something like that, like, whatever the fuck we call it, like farmland America, middle America shit. Like, there's like this be happening a lot. Like, they'll send their kid, like, they're like, you know, like that meme where it's like, Grandpa, I'm tired. And he's like, it's that type of way. They're working their kids.
Uh-huh.
They send the kids up to the type of the silo to like stir the fucking pot or some shit. And then kids be falling in. and like grown men be falling into these giant like grain silos, you know, like those big like 100 like 200 gallon like steel drum things that they brew beer in and shit.
Mm-hmm.
People be falling in them, and yeah, and like there's ones that are like as big as a there's some as like just as big as like a fucking building, you know what I mean, like a barn, and these kids fall in them and they can't get them out because it's, you know what I mean, they fall in the grain and it's not even like water, you can't like drain fucking grain, you know what I mean, so like kids like fall in there and it's like quicksand and they fucking die.
Oh.
Yeah, and then like apparently it's just be happening. Yeah, that was terrifying. But yeah, there's a movie on Amazon, it's called Silo, and this kid falls in it and he has to find his way out of the silo.
So is this semi-true?
Yeah, no, it happens like all the time. Like, I guess in middle America, like farmland, like people just be falling in these motherfuckers. You're supposed to be wearing like a harness or something, but rednecks, people don't care.
Yeah.
Know? So they're like, bah, bah, bah,
bah. Dude,
dead.
As a kid, I used to be terrified of quicksand.
Oh, me too. Fuck like, that dude, shit.
Quicksand? You can't, it's called quicksand. You can't get out.
Dude, fuck that shit.
Fuck that, man.
Oh my God. Terrified. Oh, is that quicksand?
It's this.
Where do you even find quicksand?
Yeah, where?
I thought it was like not an American thing. Like it's like a different country you got to go to find quicksand.
Fuck.
That's stupid sounding.
Yeah, Chris, type in.
I think that's a good question.
Where is quicksand?
Yeah,
where is quicksand?
Because I kind of want to find some.
Why?
I don't know. I've never seen.
Do you fucking smoke it or what?
I've seen a tornado.
Where is quicksand found? Quicksand can be found all over the U.S., but is most often found near.
What oh, is so that you word? Find this motherfucker.
The fuck is that word?
So you're telling me I can run into quicksand?
What is that E word? Found near Easter or rivers?
Stories?
Huh.
Estuaries, yeah, that's better.
The fuck is that?
Common in fuck coast of Florida and the Carolinas. Ooh, Florida. So it's all you, man. Florida has everything.
I'm leaving.
It has body box, death metal.
Dude,
cocaine.
Yeah. Oh, we have Tiger King.
Oh, that was Florida. I forgot. Dude, Tiger King was in Florida,
we got
dude.
Tiger King, bro. Yeah.
Where in Florida was that?
It was like right down the street. bro, and then get this, dude. So I've been to Carole Baskin's like zoo. I've been to that bitch. Like, yo, it's just like, honestly, like schools will take you there. I don't know if they still do it, but I remember they would take us there, and the schools would take us there on field trips and shit like that.
Really?
Like, yeah, like you just like fifth grade field trip shit.
Fifth grade?
Yeah. You get to go to the tiger sanctuary, and you're like the zoo. They just called it the zoo, but it was the cheap zoo because I went to public school. So like, you know, and it's like they're not going to give you like top of the line zoo.
Holy shit.
Went to this cheap ass zoo. Because, you know what I mean, you can get a bunch of kids in for fucking free, probably, as long as they plugged it. But, yeah.
Holy
they're sketchy
shit.
As fuck, dude.
Shit.
Yeah, it really was weird. Now that I think about it and, like, I look back, that's just it's just normal Florida shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's commercials look like that all the time, like local commercials and stuff like that. So, like, I don't know. When the documentary came out, I never realized what it was until the documentary.
Mm.
Like I was like, oh, I guess this is weird or wrong. Like keeping all these tigers in a, like all these exotic tigers. Like I just never thought of it. Like I grew up going to SeaWorld and shit like that, and like seeing Shamu and all that fucking weird shit. Like Tilikum, bro. Tilikum. We had a whale kill a motherfucker. Remember? They drowned that girl. Remember, like, pulled her to the ground or something? Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah, we had that. We had the SeaWorld incident. Bro, we got a lot of shit, bro. Florida's crazy. We had basalt, dude, in Miami.
Honestly, whenever something happens in the news that's SeaWorld, oh, my God.
We had
killer whale attack video released.
Dude, and then if you watch Blackfish, bro, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. That shit scared the fuck out of me.
Blackfish?
Yeah, that movie.
Oh, it's a movie? I'll
bro, I don't like swimming. Like, I'm not like a swimmer. I don't really like swimming. And that shit. Dragging him to the bottom of the fucking tank.
No.
Fuck that.
That is
Look at him. He's just like trying to play it cool. Look, he's rethinking his career.
Dude, you almost, oh my God.
Yeah. Dragged him in, he had to hold his breath and just stay calm to let him go. And then a homeless person one time climbed in the tank.
Oh, what a, oh my
God. Dude, the homeless person climbed in the tank and it ate him. That one's up on YouTube too.
I don't think that you one see, is monetized though.
It didn't show. I don't think it showed the body, but it's like the helicopter footage of like the clothes in the water. It's pretty fucking crazy.
If the killer whale will eat a homeless person, why wouldn't it eat the trainers? Because of what? Because the food?
Because the homeless person doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, I guess.
Huh.
Right? Why? There's like code words, right? It's like a dog.
Yeah, they're trained.
Yeah. They're like trained. They're like dogs, I think. They're like big dogs. That's what someone told me. It's like alligators. Like they're like water dog.
That homeless person was definitely on
water
meth.
Puppy. Yeah, for sure.
On meth. You know what? I'm gonna swim with the whales, dude.
Something cool, dude. Something crazy. Yeah, dude. Imagine climbing in that fucking tank,
no,
dude.
No way.
No way. That's like my thing. Ugh. Fuck that shit.
No, dude.
That fucking giant ass animal would kill you.
That, even though it's beautiful, that killer whale does not give a fuck about you.
No, he doesn't give a shit. You imprisoned him, and you're his guard, technically, right? That's how he's got to view it.
Fuck.
They have really big brains, I saw.
What a job.
I read that somewhere. They have really big brains. Look at him. He's waving.
So going back to a Tiger King, so there is like some truth to that.
Dude, yeah, it's all true. It's real. It's real as fuck. Like, yeah, they and then he's in jail right now, and like, they're like trying to get him out or something like that. But like, and they did. Technically, made him innocent of one of the crimes. They like dropped one of his cases, but. Mm-hmm. They're still like, it was like the tiger charge or whatever it was, like keeping or like abusing animals or something like that. That's what he still has. So like the whole Carol Baskin like murder for hire thing, I think, is up in the air right now because there was other people that like there's like proof that he got framed or something.
Interesting.
But yeah, there's like It's fucking crazy. And then Carol Baskin's still her place is still open. You can go check it out. She's still there. She works there. It's fucking sick.
That place was probably popping for at least 6 months, dude.
Yeah, I think she made her fucking money. Yeah, I think she fucking
Damn.
Dude, she's gotta be rolling in the fucking bread right now. She can't even give a fuck. I wouldn't even be giving a fuck. I'd be like, yo, fuck that idiot. He's in jail. And then I'm sitting here reaping the fucking benefits.
I don't know. Some people are pretty terrible with money. Most people are terrible with money.
Yeah, look at these people. Look at these people. She's buying. They're probably really stingy about little shit, you know? They probably shop at like Save-A-Lot or something like that.
Sick.
But then they buy an exotic tiger. They'll probably buy like four of them or like some crazy shit.
Because that's the rumor, right? The tigers were stated.
It's a rescue. Rescue. It's all a rescue. That's what they say.
Huh.
But it's like they're all just buying these motherfuckers and charging. Definitely.
And for you, it's just an innocent field trip.
Yeah, I fucking loved it.
I know, as like a kid, you go to SeaWorld and it's so innocent.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Crazy.
Honestly, fuck SeaWorld. SeaWorld was boring as fuck. They had one roller coaster. They had the Kraken. Universal was the shit. Yeah, because you can sneak beers. Shit. I remember we'd have our homies sneak beers and shit.
Yeah.
SeaWorld's kind of shitty. You just walk. Just walk around and you see the whale, you see the giant fucking whale, and then you go on the one roller coaster and that's it. And then every year they have a beer garden thing. That's the cool thing. You go there and you pay like $50 and you get blackout drunk. Yeah, there's like these little like elf booths.
You know all these little fucking tricks in Florida, dude.
Dude, you go to all these little elf booths. It's like Christmas time too. And that's just, oh, dude, I love the holidays in Orlando. Yeah, because there's all those like crazy like events and shit, like beer events and everything. It's cool.
Dude.
It's good shit.
I would go to Disneyland and just get blacked out drunk there. It was so fun, dude. I like going to amusement parks and just fucking drinking a ton. I loved it.
Every time I go there, it's like, it's the size of the beer that they give you. That's how they get you. Because, mm-hmm. like, you have two, and then you're, like, sitting there, and you're like, man, this is really getting hot in here. And you start feeling it, and you're like, damn, am I only on two right now? And you start feeling it. It's bad.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. It's something about the draft beer there. It's good shit.
It's good shit, though.
There you got one bar, too. That Finnegan's.
Nice. Awesome. You're only 7 miles away.
Yeah.
You could go there right now and live your best life.
Dude, yeah. Dude, I got to take a piss. Can I pause?
Sure, if you want.
Can we pause?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, pause it.
Pause it. Pause it.
Sir. Pause. Cool.
Yeah, I got to take a piss.
Go for it. We're running under 10 or 20 minutes.
Sounds fucking good.
Go for it.
Oh.
Oh, my fucking shit.
Dude, we just went down a whole wormhole. That was crazy.
Dude, hour 20 just flew by. Usually I will stop it, but you want to go.
What? It's an hour 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the best? That's so fucking fun. I must be high as fuck.
Oh my goodness, dude.
Easy. Oh, dude. So what's up? Why did they change? What is the zero sugar fucking shit?
Well, when you get older, Harry, you try not to get fat.
But is it like the blue one? Did they just do the blue one green?
And we're back. No, so this one is the OG, but it's just no sugar.
I like that.
So, and my favorite monsters are the Ultras.
Because I'm fully addicted to these. I love these. Like, I've been drinking this shit since I was a child. I remember, like, walking to the gas station just for one monster, because that's all I had, was just enough quarters just to get one monster for $4 fucking dollars. Such a fucking idiot. I could have gotten something way cooler. I probably could have gotten way more when I think about it. But yeah, you should drink the fuck out of these things. But the sugar shit, dude, I just love the flavor. I'm addicted to them for sure.
It tastes great. I like how they taste.
That, when I was a kid, because my daddy worked for Budweiser, but he also sold Monster too. He was like, we worked for a distributor. So like they sold Monster to all the arenas and shit like that.
Oh shit. Cool.
For all like the events and everything, and then so he'd come home with all like the Monster merch and shit. I had Monster backpack. I had a Monster backpack. I had all the Monster sticker sheets. Remember those sticker sheets that they give you?
No,
there was like these black sticker sheets, and it would have like every fucking Monster logo from like this big to this fucking big. Like different fucking kinds, and they used to give them away. This fucking shit.
Oh yeah,
dude. It was like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, back when like Monster Energy was like really like, I don't know. Like, I love that shit. Like their old music. They used to do like a festival, right, or like a show, or no, that was Rockstar.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it was a Rockstar Mayhem Festival.
Yeah,
that's where I saw you guys when I was a child.
You went to that one? You were young.
I was a little child. Smoking, I was stealing cigarette buds out of the ashtrays, and we were, me and my cousins were all smoking them.
Are you
watching
serious?
You guys set?
Yeah, so aren't you afraid of some kind of like?
Well, now I am. Yeah, now I would never do that. I'd go buy a pack of cigarettes. But when I was a kid and I couldn't buy a pack of cigarettes,
you would take the cigarette buds.
We smoked cigarette buds.
Florida is fucking crazy.
I mean, when you're fucking 12, when you're like 15, you're like, you really want to fucking smoke. You really want to look cool, especially at the festival.
It's true.
At the rock fest, and when you're in that big ass field, I remember that was the reason why we wanted to go. Like, we always had this festival called Earth Day Birthday in Orlando. We still have it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember me and my friends. We were called the Mobile Manor Kids. Mm-hmm. That's what our school labeled us as, all the deans and principals, because mm-hmm. we were the trailer park kids.
Of course.
They called us the Mobile Manor Kids. And all the Mobile Manor Kids would go to Earth Day Birthday every fucking year, and it's this shit. It's just like, just fat people with their shirts off, sweating.
Just fat fucking.
Just five-finger death punch fanned, like, type shit. And fucking, I just remember, like, yo, you can smoke. Like, I remember it was like a thing, like, you could smoke weed here and get away with it, and no cops would stop you. Like, because I remember hiding to smoke weed all the time. Like, cops were always fucking chasing me and my friends or trying to, like, bust us for, like, really, really stupid little shit.
Yeah.
And, like, this was, like, the one place where you can go publicly and smoke weed. Dude, and nobody will complain about it. And then you could probably find weed there, too, and smoke more of it, too. So we were very motivated on going every year.
Hey, Chris, go back to the ghost. I want to get your personal opinion on this. So this person is moshing. Here.
Whoa!
Oh, actually, it's not done. So there's two. Is that? And then it happens again.
Oh my God!
Okay, so supposedly, not to plug my own band, but so the theory is, so this is Mosh Pit Ghost.
Oh my God.
2011.
You had a fucking ghost at your show.
Remember that? It came out, it's like, no one really knew what to think of it. It's like,
has Zach Bagan seen this? The Ghost Avengers guy?
No.
He would definitely have something to say.
Yeah, of course.
Honestly, dude, that's a big throwback. It's the second one for me that really sells it.
Yeah, same. It's like the second one.
Do you think he's that athletic though? A lot of little fat kids are kind of.
I'm going to generalize and judge. No,
dude. Like, look at Farley. Farley would like jump through tables and shit. Right, but I mean that's like a far throwback. Did they CGI the rope out?
But the thing is, so this is 2011. It's not like now where like everything is fucking. AI and fake as fuck. This is 2011.
I love AI, by the way. I think that's going to be the height and the tool of the century.
Because
it's going to ruin a lot.
Of course.
It's going to ruin a lot. Like,
it's going to make ruin, but also make things
great. But it's going to make us look really good. It's going to make us look really fucking good, first off. And then we're going to have to put in way less effort to look really fucking good. And that's why I like it. Like, dude, you can get these apps now, and you can just talk into the apps, and it edits everything for you. And it literally looks like a joke. Like, you're like, how the fuck did I do this? And, like, it just generates. You can do, like, generate Zooms and subtitles and all the shit that you used to have to, like, pay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, do something, like, big like that. You have to, like, pay somebody to edit all your vlogs, like your tour vlogs and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
When now, like, essentially you can, like, Kane from Vomit Forth. Have you watched his shit?
No.
He's a genius. I don't know how he does it, but he sits there. Well, I do know how he does it. AI. And then he just gets bored and he's like, he's killing it right now. But he like mashes in like Silent Hill like game videos too, and like he like overdubs all of his videos. Like, this is us walking down the street to the airport. Like, I'm like, dude, how did you do this? And it's on his Instagram.
Vomit Forth, right?
James Peabody, I think. Yeah, Vomit Forth.
I know for sure some bands are already using AI.
Like, dude, all those videos that I'm doing right there. That stupid app. People love it.
Really?
Yeah. AI.
Okay, so. But
I love telling. That was so cool. I told you that you didn't know that.
How? I don't get it.
Oh, dude.
Which one? Like, go up?
Oh, go all the way up. Oh, yeah. Look, there's me doing coke off the road.
Yeah. I'm surprised Instagram will allow that.
They don't. They just haven't seen it.
Sick.
That's what happened in my first Instagram. That's why this Instagram is just fucking me now. Cause like I'm fucking over it. Like I don't fucking care anymore. Like it's like it'd just be too much fucking work to start another fucking Instagram. Unless one day whenever, you know, whatever.
So is that AI?
Oh, that's stupid. Yeah.
Go back.
It makes you look so good. Like you're so fucking, like you get edited and everything.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's all just like, and then it gives you like unlicensed music too to throw behind it so that you can have a little tune, fill some air. Like, it's great. And then like it it will also denoise the background for you too. Holy so it'll take shit. Out like all that shit. Fucking Max. I love him. Oh my god. No, and like dude, it's a yeah, it's definitely cool. But Kane does it way better than me. He it's fucking like a whole he does like a whole story and like you could tell like does like the template thing or whatever. Cause it's very oh not him. My bad. James. He's in my follows. James. Yeah. I vomit forward.
Oh my.
There he is.
Okay.
No, he's just being an idiot there. That one right there with the, anyone with the vomit fourth logo, yeah. So like he actually like it actually looks pretty cool. Yeah, and he does like
I don't get what's happening.
Yeah, because it's all like overdubbed. There's no sound on this.
Interesting.
It's mainly the sound that he like it's a
okay, so what he's filming something?
Yeah, they're in Europe right now, so he's just doing like tour vlogs and shit like that.
And does the AI edit this?
Yeah. They lost all their shit. Yeah, he's just using like an AI app to like edit all of his tour vlogs and he's just like filming random shit and it just puts it all together for him.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and look, he's just like screen recording that like on his iPhone and then like boom, yeah. It's fucking sick, dude. Someone just lost their job.
Dude, okay, so right now we're talking about the pros of it. Now, in your personal opinion and your first thought, what are going to be the cons of it, you think?
That's bad, right?
Yeah.
Con is bad.
Yeah. Bad.
Con
is bad.
I got to double check. I think the only bad thing is that it actually will make everything the fucking same as everybody else. That's my big fear.
Yeah.
Is that everybody will just fucking look the same. But, and then honestly, it loses like the whole, it's still not as good as like a human being like coming up with an idea. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I think that's like why it'll suck. But it's getting pretty fucking good.
It's pretty fucking good.
Pretty fucking good. But it's definitely, yeah, I don't like the idea of it, you ever seen iRobot?
I love that movie.
Yeah, big fucking
I love
fear.
I love Will big. Smith. I love the fact that he slapped Chris Rock. I love dude, all that, dude.
I named my Puffco Will Smith.
Are you serious? Because
it smacks you in the face and it looks like iRobot. Yeah. Oh, dude, this thing's crazy, dude. Speaking of AI, this thing's fucking crazy, dude. It fucking...
Oh, my goodness.
It has, look, so you connect it to your fucking stupid phone.
Jesus. Dude, whatever happened just to smoking a joint, man? You guys are never satisfied.
I never thought I'd have to update the firmware on my bong.
We might have to put that one out.
They're making hell yeah, dude. No, dude, Snuff did it on a shirt. He said fight metal, right?
Boom.
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck. I loved it. Those shirts flew like hotcakes, he told me, too.
Really?
Yeah, wow. People love that word.
That's sick. It's not...
It's like a closet word.
I invented a word... Oh, no, I didn't invent it. The band invented it called... What is that?
Yeah, it's Will Smith. Yeah. And it tells me how many dabs I took today. Advanced metrics, too. It, like, gives you, like... It'll tell you, like, how many dabs you took that year, too. So you can really see how, like, where you're going in life. You
know, I think,
you can, like, see where all your money went.
I think you have a problem.
And then get this. So it gets cooler. And then you fucking you go into heat. You can set your own fucking heats.
Dude,
and then this is the one that my girlfriend loves. This is the part that it does. You can turn it into like a mood light candle. So it turns into a candle on your desktop.
Okay.
Yeah. See, look, it looks like a little.
I see that. Impressive.
That's so fucking cool. She loved that. That's where she was like, hey, that's
I'm
worth
proud of you, Harry.
It's worth the money.
Dude, this guy's
who
sick.
Is this? Oh, is this
Dopus
like,
Yola? He's fucking cool, man.
Dude, do you remember the guy he was like 420 dude? What's up, dudes? What is his name? He was like he was like one of the first weed YouTubers that did this shit and like reviewed weed and like reviewed bongs and shit. He was so fucking annoying, dude. It was like he, because he would do the same intro over and over and over again, but that's like what made him so famous.
You probably, it's probably music. Either you love him or you hate him, right? Probably a good,
yeah,
a good band. He also has a great podcast too.
This guy?
Dope As Usual, the podcast, I want to say. I could have that wrong. Dope As Usual, the podcast, I want to say.
Oh, is that the Carta? Yeah, the Carta one's like the broke person version of the Puffco, I think.
Dope As Usual, podcast. Boom.
Oh, that's sick.
And shout out to Marty. He helped, he was one of the only people that helped the podcast kind of get a start.
Oh, wow.
He helped me with how to edit Photoshop, and he ended up producing this podcast.
Photoshop, bro.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking, I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it.
It's like way too much. It's like, honestly, like, dude, you shouldn't, like, whoever fucking makes that shit, stop. Cause fucking, or make like a dumb one for me. Cause like, honest to God, like,
it's never ending, dude. It's never ending.
I like, I made all, so like, I make all like the band shirts and shit like that, like on Procreate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I just use Procreate on my iPad. And that's how I made all the fucking merch and shit from the get-go. And then, like, the Joe Dirt one, I sat there high and just cropped it out. I had to crop out his hair.
And that was on an iPad?
Yeah, I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to do it, so I used the eraser tool.
Wow.
For hours.
You're a very unique human, Harry.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Should we have any closing thoughts?
Absolutely.
What's on your mind?
We got a new record. If we didn't already mention that, that's
the
coming
past
out.
Year and a half.
Yeah, it's gonna come.
But it's actually
there's a single Scante gonna come out in the next couple of days. Then we're playing Houston. We got a special guest, surprise guest. We're playing Houston. White Swan with Abysma, Control and Sugar. Mm-hmm. That's on the 27th.
Click that. Whatever.
It's that Bart Simpson one. Yeah, it's the 27th. And then
please find dates.
I haven't updated this. I'm lazy.
Go back, please. Back. Back. Click the picture.
Yeah. Our last date's in Jerome. We're playing the Pulsifier store. So that dude from Tool. He owns it.
Oh, great.
The guy that does karate. And he sells wine, right?
Yeah.
Maynard,
yeah.
It's like vineyard, Maynard. I just noticed.
Apparently he's very passionate about wine. Cool. Well, it looks like you're on the last, running home.
But yeah, that's it. Yeah, dude. Yeah, we're going to be out for the rest of the fucking year after that. Just touring our fucking thing, man.
If I saw that, I would quit the band. For that's, sure,
you
dude.
Wouldn't be the first. Yeah, these lengths have broken people. Dude, anybody that's ever played in my band, I absolutely give them props because, like, it's been like the craziest thing for sure. Like to deal with like the personalities of everybody that is interested in this too, and then like. And then to go out and then to do that for that fucking long and then play good every fucking night is fucking crazy. And everybody that's played in my band, I think, is a little fucking crazy. But yeah. It's
I would imagine.
Dude, you got to be a soldier, man. But we fucking love it. And yeah, thank you, man. For real. Yeah, this is sick. I'm glad to fucking travel. I'm glad to fucking be here doing this shit.
Well, Harry, I appreciate you and good luck with your record, man.
Yeah, man.
And I'll be at the show tonight.
Hell yeah.
Cool. All right, man.
Hell yeah.
All right, cool. All right, everyone. That's it. Later.